The town I grew up in would be considered a bit country, to say the least. There were tons of farms, cornfields, and lots of churches. You know the type of place. It had many downsides for sure, but the most annoying thing to me was the fact that the town had essentially banned Halloween. They apparently saw it as the devil's holiday. So we weren't allowed to put any decorations out, no costumes, and there were definitely no pumpkins. In fact, pumpkin farming was practically illegal in our town, just because of the association with Halloween. I used to think this severe outlook was based on the area's strong religious influence, but it turns out there was much more to the story than I ever even knew. As a youngster, I was always intrigued by Halloween. I constantly asked adults about what the holiday was like, and why we didn't celebrate it. To which they always responded with nervous silence or a change of subject. Halloween was like a bad word in my hometown. Then last year, an old man who was said to be the town's oldest resident was asked to come to our school and speak to the students about the history of the town. He had literally lived there since World War I, and was one of the last surviving people in general from that era. During his speech, he would lose his train of thought repeatedly, and just gaze out at the audience with these piercing light blue eyes. It may have just been nerves from the large crowd, but I felt something was off about him. No one else seemed to notice, though. The teachers eventually opened up the floor for questions from the audience. All of the other kids asked him things like, "What did the first TV look like?" and "How did you ever live without GPS?" My question was very different, and I think I caught him off guard. I simply asked the question, why our town was so afraid of Halloween. He froze up on stage for a moment, and his eyes widened as the room went silent. A teacher angrily approached me and took the microphone away, stating that Halloween wasn't appropriate to be talking about at school. I was pretty annoyed at being censored, but it seemed like most of the adults in the audience were on the teacher's side, so I walked back to my chair defeated. Our principal stepped out onto the stage and announced that we were out of time, and began to guide the old man away. His whole way off the stage, though, he just kept looking back at me. The principal approached me in the hall afterwards, and said that if I ever brought up Halloween in school again like that, I would surely be suspended. Before I could even respond, the school bell rang, and kids began darting off in different directions. I had to go turn in an assignment real quick before I left, so by the time I got out to the front of the campus, pretty much everyone was already gone. I headed over to the bike rack to start riding home, when the old man from the stage approached me from around the side of the building. He clutched my shirt trying to tell me something, but before he could get it out, two teachers came and grabbed him from behind. They began to guide him away towards a van, but before he left, he was able to mutter two ominous words. Pumpkin patch. Not having any idea what he meant by pumpkin patch, I started doing research on what he could have been talking about. There wasn't much information about it on the internet, so I went to the local library and started digging through old newspaper articles. I looked for local stories about pumpkin patches on Halloween, or anything related to that, but found nothing. However, I did come across a story about the old man who had visited the school. Apparently, his younger brother had gone missing when he was a child, and despite the search efforts of the townspeople, he was never found again. While sad, the story didn't seem to lead me anywhere at first, until I dug a little deeper into the incident itself. It turns out the last place his brother had been seen before disappearing was around a place called Willow Farms on the far end of town. I started to wonder if there was a pumpkin patch at that farm, and decided to ride my bike over the next day to check it out. It was an old, kind of run-down place with these weeping willows growing everywhere across the property. I strolled onto the farm, acting like I was looking to buy fresh vegetables. A jockish teenage farm boy sat up on the porch with a shotgun at his side, barely even acknowledging me. He actually seemed like he was going in and out of sleep, which enabled me to sneak off and look around the rest of the farm. After about 45 minutes of not finding any pumpkins, I started getting frustrated and decided to head home. It was dark at that point, and the farm shined with the glare from a full moon above. I hopped on my bike and started riding, and was nearly off the property when I witnessed in the distance the teen dragging a burlap sack and shovel out into the woods behind the farm. I hastily abandoned my bike in the bushes and started following him from a distance. I crept past the tree line and continued to watch as the farm boy pulled the sack further and further out into the woods. He eventually disappeared into a cluster of trees through an old iron gate and into a wooden fenced-in area. Making my way around the side of it, I peered over the fence through the trees. The little area was filled with these rows of pumpkins. They were strange looking too, large, deformed, and almost seeming as if they were bursting from the dirt. The farm boy laid the bag down and began aggressively digging into an empty plot at the end of one of the rows. He kept looking at his watch constantly, and then up at the full moon. Finally, the hole was big enough to fit the sack inside, and he started dragging it in. The sound of a twig snapping came from the other end of the clearing. The farm boy looked up and saw a decrepit old man with overalls and a long gray beard standing just beyond the pumpkins. He was hunched all the way over, and his face had this unsettling look of hollow joy. The thing that really stood out to me about him was his eyes, though. They were that same piercing light blue that the old man talking at my school had. "Sorry, I lost track of time," the farm boy said in a fearful voice. The man didn't respond. He just stared ominously as he began slowly approaching the hole. The farm boy quickly tossed the sack inside and started running. The old man approached the bag, running his fingers along the tops of the pumpkins as he hobbled towards it. In a strange, unexpected burst of energy, he grabbed this bulging piece from one of the pumpkins and tore it off, voraciously biting into it. The man then leaned down and pulled up the top of the bag, untying it and checking inside. Pleased, he reached into his pocket, pulling out a handful of powder and beginning to draw a circle in the dirt around the hole. He then drew out these strange symbols in front of it and pulled out a knife from his back pocket. Then he sliced his hand and dripped the blood all along the top of the bag, causing steam to slowly rise. It began to jolt around, as if someone inside was struggling. All I could do was cover my mouth and try not to breathe too loud. After a few moments, the bag stopped moving, and the man looked up at the sky, letting out this unbelievable, demonic roar. He then turned and left through the trees the same way he'd come. Once I was sure he had left, I crept through the gate and went in to check inside the bag. I pulled it open and witnessed to my horror the body of a young girl named Kaylee McDonald, who had gone missing from my school a few weeks earlier. She didn't appear to be breathing, and her skin was covered with these strange orange lesions, almost appearing like the outer skin of a pumpkin. As I looked around at the rest of the clearing, I began to realize what should have been obvious all along. All the pumpkins in that pumpkin patch resembled the shape of humans, each with little bulges where arms and legs and a head would be. I was then startled by the sound of a shotgun cocking behind me. I turned back and saw the farm boy aiming his right at my chest. "Did it see you?" he whispered sternly. I shook my head no, and he sighed with relief, dropping his shovel to the side. "You don't know how lucky you are," he said as he signaled for me to start walking. He followed me out of the woods and back to my bike at the front of the property. I'm assuming that must be how he found out I was there. With his shotgun still aimed at me, he signaled to leave, but said that if I ever talked about this to anyone, that he would be the least of my worries. Terrified, I thanked him and rode off. After weeks of trying to keep it a secret, though, I couldn't last any longer. I told my parents about it, who informed the police. They told us they would investigate it, but that we should keep quiet for our safety. Problem was, months went by, and that investigation never happened. Then one day we saw Kaylee McDonald's mom at the grocery store. She looked like an empty shell of a person, a woman with no reason to go on. That was my breaking point. I couldn't keep quiet any longer. Whatever secret it was that the town was protecting, it wasn't worse than this. That was when I decided to make this video. I still want to keep my identity secret and don't want to release any more details until I know I can guarantee my family's safety. Even though now that seems like it may be more difficult to accomplish than I thought. This morning there was a knock at my door, and something horrific was left on the steps outside. It was a pumpkin resembling the terrified face of the farm boy, with the words, "You're next," carved into the side. Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. I hope you all enjoyed that original Halloween creepypasta. I want to remind everybody to check out our Discord. It's really fun in there, and you can recommend ideas to me. Also, like this video and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so. Have a horrific evening, everyone. And remember to stay spooky, my friends.